Hi and welcome to my podcast. My name is Rich Bassini. Today is August 25th, 2021. Thank you for tuning in. I just want to start off by saying thank you to Anchor for letting me use their website to post my make my podcast here. And this is episode 12 for those who are wondering if you hit this the first time. And I just want to say thank you to the people who have checked out my other podcast. It is greatly appreciated. Today, I want to talk about starting a YouTube channel, my journey, and where I am today. And I want to share some good news for you. I'll be sharing it with you soon. I just want to talk a little about myself. My name is Rich Bassini, and I sell on eBay, and I'm also a YouTube creator. Leaving the eBay part set aside for now, I want this podcast to be dedicated to how I grew my YouTube channel, how I started it, and so on. What I want to get into is how I got more into my YouTube channel was back in 2016 when I got laid off my company. I went through two company layoffs and one company bankruptcy. And when you're laid off from your job, you know, it's like the whole world came crumbling down on you. You know, you kind of get panicky and you don't know which way to twist or turn. And I went through two, like I said, I went through two company layoffs and one company bankruptcy. And it's pretty scary out there, to be honest with you. When you're losing a job that had all the benefits and all the perks and stuff like that. I don't need to get in that greater detail, but I think you guys know what I'm talking about. What I want to talk about today is how I got started with my YouTube channel. I registered with YouTube back in July of 2013. And one of my first videos was a demo video for eBay. And I have to honestly say, eBay is the one that basically got me into doing these videos, to be truthful. It started off with this little mechanical monkey that every time you take his banana away from him, he would scream. And when I did my first video like that, I think that was one of my first ones I did, because, you know, when you start a YouTube channel, you don't know what to, you know, do videos about. You know, people always ask that, oh, you start a YouTube channel, what are you going to talk about? Well, there's a number of things you could do with the YouTube channel. Basically, you could talk about anything and everything. My YouTube channel back then was for demo videos, sneak peek videos, and intro videos. That's how I pretty much got my start into it. I broke into it that way with the help of eBay. I really have to give kudos to eBay, folks, because if it wasn't for them, I don't know where I'd be today with this channel. But anyway, that's how I started with that there. When I got laid off my job, I started getting more heavily into posting videos up. And I did quite a bit. And I believe to date, I have 1,430 videos, something along that line, and growing. having a lot of videos, folks, just to give it out, you know, just to put it out there, does not help you get, I'm not going to say it doesn't help, but it doesn't mean, because whether you have 5 videos or 20 videos or even 1,000 videos, it's going to make you become a YouTube guru or a success. It takes a lot of time. YouTube had anteed up their threshold back at, I think, in, was it 2019 or 18? I don't remember exactly what year it was, where you had to have 4,000 hours of watch time and 1,000 subscribers in order to get your channel monetized. And folks, let me tell you something. That has got to be the hardest thing in starting a YouTube channel, is obtaining and meeting that threshold of 1,000 subscribers. And I want to say today, I was going to do a podcast earlier, but I didn't, because I was so bogged down with other stuff, that as of August 16th, 2021, I obtained 1,000 subscribers. And I don't know if there are any subscribers that follow me on my podcast, but if there are, I just want to say thank you so much for making this possible, this dream come true. And to the 1,000th subscriber, thank you for making it happen. Thank you. And to all the others that came after the 1,000 subscriber, thank you again. Without you guys giving me the opportunity and a chance to hear me out and see what my videos were all about, I would have never got to obtain that milestone or get to that milestone, which was to have 1,000 subscribers before the new year was over. So thank you, thank you, thank you. The other thing I want to talk about, and with this starting a YouTube channel, there are a lot of good, experienced creators out there. And they will share their experience and give you their advice on how to grow your channel. Now, me, on the other hand, I'm very open to criticism as far as, I had one person was looking at one of my videos and recently critiqued it and said, I talk too much on this topic. It was a demo video. And instead of taking 20 minutes or whatever it was, it should only been an 8-minute demo, but I went overboard with it. I was getting too much into it. And, what I want to explain to you guys out there, and there are any YouTube followers on this podcast, folks, you got to understand, when I do those demo videos, sneak peek videos, or intro videos, those videos, believe it or not, are for the potential eBay buyers. Okay, I put those videos out for the buyers, potential buyers, it is. And when I do a demo video, it's true, I don't get into all the details about it. Maybe I should. I don't want to get too much into it, because then the video will be a lot longer. Now, in this particular case, that video I did back then, I was still new at it. Even though I signed up with YouTube back in 2013, I wasn't posting any videos really heavily until 2016, when I got laid off my job. So I'm still in the learning phase, to be honest with you. I'm still learning the ropes. As some of these creators would state, starting a YouTube channel, folks, is not, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. It is a lot of hard work. Believe me, a lot of hard work. And, people don't realize, how hard could it be? You take your iPhone, your cell phone or whatever, and you shoot a video, you pop it up on YouTube, bing, bang, boom, and you're done. Well, if you're going that way, yeah, I guess it is. But me, when I record my videos, I like to add special effects in some of them. I like to add different backgrounds. And then I use different software. I use a combination of two software packages for my editing. And they are, my preferred one is the Filmora 8.76 version. I know they got the 8.7. I know they got the the newer version of Filmora X, or 10, they call it. And that's a nice version too. I use that one in conjunction with the older version. And the reason why, people probably wonder, why do you use the older version of Filmora? Why do you use the 8.76 version? Is because I could add backgrounds using a white screen. Plain and simple. I use a white screen to create my videos. I do. I don't care for the green screen or blue screen. And I reached out to one to share, and I told them about that. It'd be nice if the new version was able to use a white screen. And they wrote back to me, why don't you like to use a green screen? And I said, I don't care to set up lights and go through all of that moving around and spacing everything. And it's just, even though they say it's not really that much work, well, to me it is. I don't really care to use it. I don't care to use a green screen. I don't want, lights, whether it be high intensity lights or just regular shop lights looking at me. I don't care to set that up. And then you got to worry about shadows. You got to worry about moving the lights too close to you. If they're too far from you, then if you get too close to the screen, the green screen, it splashes on your face. Now you got green on your face. It's just too much trouble. To me, it is. And I do not like using a green screen for that reason. And, when I reached out to them, they got back to me because I mentioned, they said, if you want to, submit a product request, you could do it. And boy, oh boy, I did. And now the emails are going back and forth. I must have about 7 or 8 emails already from one to share. And it's funny because, you know, now we're going back and forth with this here, and, you know, asking questions. Oh, you know, what about this? What about that? And, you know, can you do? I sent them videos showing them about, you know, how it works with one version, the older version, how it doesn't work with the new version. They're going back and forth. I said, please, enough with it. I said, I can do it with the older version. It's no big deal. But I do appreciate one this year reaching out to me. I really do. It's a good SoapWit package, folks. Don't get me wrong. I like it. But in conjunction using Filmora, the older version and the newer version, I also use CyberLink PowerDirector 14. Now, the software that I'm talking about, I purchased these. These are licensed software. It's not like I copied off a friend and I put it on my computer. These two softwares I purchased. So, you know, I'm not doing anything crazy, you know what I mean? But anyway, like I said earlier, you know, starting a YouTube channel is not the easiest thing. And when I talk to friends and family, they say, well, you got a YouTube channel. What do you talk about? You know, what are some of the topics? I said, well, I do on my YouTube channel, I do the reseller news and I do the Let's Talk eBay. And I'm also a vlogger. So you go, it sounds like you got three different channels. No, I go, no, I only have one. But I add those segments to my main channel. Okay. And my main channel, if you ever want to look me up on YouTube, it's Richard. Just type in Richard J. Piccini. And you will see a whole gamut of different videos popping up. Let's Talk eBay and Reseller News. You might see some of my older videos, which I know you will. The old demo, sneak peek, and intro videos. You'll probably see them on there. If you want to check them out, you're more than welcome. All you got to do is go to YouTube, search engine, search browser, and just type in Richard J. Piccini, and it will bring you to all my videos. Okay? And if you want to check any out, and you like what you see, please hit that subscribe button, you know, and that like, comment, and share, and hit that bell notification icon if you want to get updates to when I post out new videos. Please do. So anyway, yes, I've as far, you know, as of August 16th, 2021, I hit that 1,000 subscriber mark. I know it's not a lot, but it's a start, you know. Now, a lot of people may say, well, it'd be nice if you said you hit 100,000 or maybe even a million subscribers. That'd be even better. Well, listen, I'm grateful to the good Lord that I got over 1,000 subscribers. To date, it's 1,005. Okay. So I'm not complaining. You know, you got to start somewhere, folks. You can't just, you know, unless your video, you come out with such a spectacular video where it goes viral and you have people subscribing left and right. Like, you could look at your subscriber count and the numbers are clocking up like the stock market. You know, I think things like that would very rarely happen. I'm not really too familiar if they even do things like, you know, things like that do happen. Even if you have a viral video, because they might just watch your video. It doesn't mean they're going to subscribe to your video, your YouTube channel, I mean. But anyway, yeah, I'm really grateful. And like I said, it's a lot of hard work, no doubt about it. Now, the point I want to get across here is I got to watch the time, folks, because with here, I'm only allowed up 30 minutes to do my podcast, which is good enough because I don't know if people want to listen to me for a whole hour. A half hour is good. It's going to be honest. But I think it works out perfect. I think I can get my word out, my message out to you guys within a half hour. There are a lot of creators out there that do give good advice, okay? They really do. There's VidIQ, there's Sean Cannell, there's Dean, I can't think of his last name, Dean Nimitz, I think it's something like that. There's a whole bunch. I can't even recall all of them. But the two I watch pretty much is the VidIQ videos with Rob Wilson, and every now and then I watch TubeBuddy. But there are other creators out there, and Sean Cannell is another one. Cannell, I think his name. I watched his videos. Those three. I mean, I started watching other videos about, you know, creating YouTube channels, but those are the three that I always like to refer to. So, but otherwise, they give good advice. There's no doubt about it. They do give a good advice out there, and you know, matter of fact, he just sent me, I think, because I subscribed to the channel, said, watch live now, VidIQ, getting 1,000 subscribers, monetization, and beyond, questions and answers. So after I do my podcast, you know, I'm going to go to that there and check that out. I subscribe to VidIQ and TubeBuddy, so, you know, you get their notifications. But again, they do put out a lot of good information, and I know it sounds like I'm leading a segue into those guys to check them out, but I'm just telling you, that's I learned a lot from them. Okay. I did learn a lot from them and I still do. They do put out a lot of good information. And I can take constructive criticism. If someone sees a video and they don't like it and they say, well, Rich, you could have done it this way. You could have done it that way. Maybe you could have, tripped up your video intro a little more, whatever, made better thumbnails. I can take all that. It doesn't bother me. I'm not going to get offended by it. If anything, let me tell you something. Constructive criticism, that's what I call constructive criticism. That's more helpful than someone keeping their mouth quiet and not saying anything. So I'd rather have a person who would give constructive criticism because I know that I'm going to get something out of that constructive criticism because they stated something that's going to be beneficial to me in the long run. So I welcome the comments. I welcome the criticism. Please do. The more the merrier, I always say. I have no problem with that. You want to tell me, that one of my videos is too long or it's not what you thought it would be. You would like to see me discuss other things. Hey, I have no problem with that. I'd rather you tell me that there. I'd rather you be upfront and honest and tell me what you think about my videos. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Matter of fact, I would encourage people when they're watching my videos to please take it in perspective and give me a shout out as to what I'm doing wrong. As to what I'm doing right, tell me what I'm doing wrong. I don't mind people. If you're gonna come on there, my YouTube channel, leave a comment, cursing me out or making fun of me or whatever. That's uncalled for. And that there, I would just remove your comment and basically, block you from becoming a subscriber. I'm not gonna have people come on there and, say negative things or derogative remarks about me. I'm not going on as a class clown. I'm going on these YouTube channels to help people. My YouTube channel, and I say this with a true heart, is to help, inspire, and share. I call it the His Initiative. Okay? People say, what's the His Initiative? That's what the His Initiative is. I made it up. It's a made-up thing. Help, inspire, and share. Okay? So people say, well, break it down as far as help. Well, help. I'm sharing, I'm helping you guys along. Like if you're an eBay seller, I've been on eBay for over 20 years. I consider myself an experienced and seasoned seller. So I want to help people out. I want to give you pointers and tips. And when I say share, I'm sharing information with you guys that is going to be helpful to you guys. Not only helping you, but I want to also share information, free information. As I say in my videos, I don't have a book to sell you and I don't have a dream to sell you. I could just put out free information, put it out there and hope that you guys get a takeaway from it. And in regards to the last one, inspire, help, inspire, and share. I got to kind of like reversed it. When I say inspire, I want you to get inspiration from my videos. I want you guys out there to sit there and say, hey, after you watch the videos, you get a takeaway. And I say that in pretty much all my videos. When you're watching my videos, I hope you get a takeaway from it. It is extremely, extremely important to me that you guys get a takeaway from it. Because if you're not getting a takeaway from it, that means I'm not doing my job good. I'm not putting out good information. And that's not what my channel is all about. My YouTube channel, for all intents and purposes, it was created, as I said again, to help, inspire, and share. That's why I came up with that, the His Initiative. And then you wonder, well, what is your YouTube channel? I do the reseller news and I do the Let's Talk eBay. Now, nobody ever questioned me and said, you do those two segments. Why don't you just call it one or the other? Either call it Let's Talk eBay or just call it reseller news. I've been toying around with the idea. And then another person might think, well, Why don't you start a separate YouTube channel? I'm not going to start. So I have a separate YouTube channel, and that goes on the shop RJ Pacini for great deals. And that's basically for the eBay listings. That channel will hardly be used, only on occasion. And the reason why I created that channel is because I don't want to bog the people down on my main channel. I don't want to put out different videos on my main channel. People's like, what is this here? I thought he talks about reseller news and let's talk eBay. Now he's got Shop RJ Pacini. Although sometimes in my videos, I will say, I am welcome to Shop RJ Pacini. My name is Rich Pacini. Welcome to Shop RJ Pacini today. And I'll go on talking about what I'm going to do. So even on my main channel, I'll throw that out there every now and then, you know, the Shop RJ Pacini thing. But for the most part, I like to keep the two separate. Reseller news, for all intents and purposes with that, is to share what goes on in the e-commerce world. When I put that information out there, it's for people to get, you know, to keep you in the loop of what's going on within the e-commerce world. Like, what's going on with eBay? Are there changes going on? Yes. Is the subscriber base building up? Yes. You know, I like to talk about different things of that nature. Okay. Now, you know, we all know that eBay, just like any other business, has its ups and downs. There's days you make great sales. There's days you make no sales. Well, I can speak myself, but it's true. I've had it where I could go with weeks, literally weeks, with no sales. And you might say, it's got to be frustrating. You must be in a tizzy when you think about it. Of course. Sure, you get nervous. But thank God I'm not in a situation like other people where, you know, they're sitting there sweating bullets at the end of the month. For now, hopefully not. Hope and pray to God I never have to go through that. But this is what I tell people, too, when it comes to that there, really quick. When it comes to selling on eBay, I used to drive me crazy to see people saying, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to do eBay full time. Good luck. If you're not making a decent income to fulfill your financial obligations and needs, you know what my suggestion is? Don't quit your job, your day job. Believe me. Just want to get a little drink of water here. Don't quit your day job. You'll regret it. People say, well, how am I going to know then if I don't quit my day job? How am I going to know if I'm going to make a successful business out of this? Well, I'll tell you this. Here's my advice. Do it as a side hustle. Okay? Do it as a hobby, a side hustle. But to do it full time, unless you got a big, big egg nest sacked away somewhere, you're going to have a lot of times where, you know, you're going to have slow days. And you know what I used to tell people when it comes to eBay really quick? If you can't, and this is on a low scale, if you can't at least make $100 a day, and if you're working 7 days a week, that's $700 a month. Well, yeah, $700 a week. A week. That's not bad. You know, if you're making $100 a day, that is. Okay, if you round it off to keep it simple, if you're making $500 a week, that's $2,000 a month. That's not too bad, minus the cost of goods and all your fees. So if you're making $2,000 a month, maybe you might come out, depending how big of a seller you are, maybe you might come out with a half of that or something along that line. I don't have the figures right in front of me. Okay, because you got to factor in your cost of goods, then the fees. And if you use the promoted listings and the markdown manager, eBay becomes FeeBay. And you start, you know, your funds start getting depleted really quick. But I wouldn't quit my day job. But anyway, getting back to YouTube, I do tell people who are eBay sellers that they should start a YouTube channel. You probably say, why would you tell eBay people, eBay sellers, so start a YouTube channel? The reason for that is they could put little blurbs out there, or little, you know, segues to when they're doing the videos about their stuff they're selling on eBay, which people aren't doing. There are eBay sellers out there that do have YouTube channels, and they're promoting their business through the through their YouTube channels. Yes, yes, I do encourage it. I do encourage you out there to start a YouTube channel, and you know, regarding selling on eBay, whatever, in conjunction with your business. Yes, I absolutely am all for it, and I stand by what I say 100% because I have a YouTube channel, and I do talk about my YouTube channel in my videos. I don't expand too much on the topics, but you know, it's always nice to have a YouTube channel. And if you don't want to do something like I'm doing, you don't have to do, you know, the reseller news or let's talk eBay type of segments. You could just do a video showcasing the items you got that you picked up for eBay. I've done videos like that. I had no problem with it, where I showcase the stuff I have on eBay. So yeah, definitely, if you're an eBay seller, I highly encourage you to definitely start a YouTube channel in regards to, you know, putting stuff on there. You could talk about, like myself, I do the Let's Talk eBay. You could talk about let's say you had an issue with the buyer or seller or whatever, and you want to put it out there, express yourself on your YouTube channel, go for it. You got stuff that you picked up at the thrift store and you want to go over it with people, go for it. Put it out there. Do a video on it. Say, hey, this is so-and-so from, you know, whatever your business name is. And I picked up some stuff from eBay, you know, for eBay, and it's going to be on eBay tomorrow. So I'm giving you guys a heads up. And check me out and check out my YouTube channel. And if you like it, please don't forget that subscribe button, like, comment, and share. And if you want to be updated when I post new videos, please hit that bell notification icon. You could do something like that. Why not? Look, YouTube is free. It's free, folks. It's free. Stick with it. Try it out. What do you got to lose? You know? It could be a game changer. I need a swig of water. It could be a good game changer, folks, in a sense that, you know, it could help you with your sales. Now, people might say, well, you have a YouTube channel, and I'm sure you put little blurbs out there about your business. I do. And the next question would be is, does it help? Well, I'll put it this way. I have seen a little uptick in sales, not a lot. I'm not going to lie to you, not a lot. And I can't be sure if they're subscribers or potential subscribers that are making the purchases. But I do see sometimes when I do a little advertisements about my, you know, eBay listings on YouTube, I do see a little spike in sales. Not much. The things don't go flying off the shelves. Let's put it that way. I wish they did. I really wish they did. But anyway, I'm running down to the last couple minutes here. Like I said, I only get a half hour here. What I want to say in closing this video out really quick is, if you are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, which I encourage you to, a lot of people don't know what to start a channel about. And I'll say it again and again and again. Share your talents and your passions. If you are an artist and you know how to paint, teach people how to paint. You might be like the next Bob Ross. If you're a carpenter, you could teach people how to build. If you're a baker, you could teach people how to, you know, you could teach people how to bake. The list is endless, and it goes on and on and on. So let me tell you, it doesn't take rocket science to create a YouTube channel. But I'm going to say this in the closing minute I have left. Whatever you put out there, put out good, clean content, okay? Be original and let your channel grow organically, okay? Don't do sub for subs. Let your channel grow organically, and if people like your content, they will subscribe to your channel and keep coming back for more. But I'm going to close this video out and say again, thank you for listening to my podcast. If you get a chance, check me out on my YouTube channel. Go to, on a search engine, Richard J. Pacini. You can check out my videos. And if you want to check me out on my eBay listings, it's Shop rjpacini-4-great-deals. Thank you again. Enjoy the day and best of luck in sales and your YouTube channel. Bye-bye for now.